As news people, we're always looking for a scoop, the next big thing. Well, this time, the scoop is in a cup. Cupcakes, that is, but not just any cupcakes. Cupcakes made without any animal products at all. That's known as vegan. We've got two experts on baking with us today. Warren Brown is the owner of Cake Love and Love Cafe in Washington, D.C. He's also the host of Sugar Rush on the Food Network. And his baking manager, Mary Myers, is with us. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, cupcakes have been a hot item for a couple of years
now, right?
There's the whole cupcake wedding cake idea.
We make a lot of cupcakes at Cake Love. I mean, they're the number one selling thing we have.
People like it as an entree into buying a whole cake.
Totally. We call it the starter cake.
It's
for Cake
a starter
Love.
Cake. And what's more fun than showing up at a party and opening a box of cupcakes? And the wow factor is just huge because the assortment of colors and flavors and textures.
So
really
cupcakes
gets
have always
excited.
been big. Before we go on, Mary, what does a baking manager do?
Baking manager tastes a lot, bakes a lot, oversees production and quality of the different baked goods that we're making at Cake Love.
Works a lot.
Do you have apprentices? Can I be an intern?
Absolutely.
Maybe, baking manager.
Yep.
Okay. When did you start offering vegan cupcakes?
We first offered them when we opened in 2002, like 5 years ago, for a couple of months. They sold, but it was just difficult to do, and we were too new. So we began to offer them again last fall, like in November.
September. Actually,
yeah.
But why did you want to?
Oh, because people keep asking for them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that eat vegan.
Are most people eating vegan for health reasons, or are there other reasons?
I think there are a lot of different reasons that people are doing it. Ethics in terms of just food sourcing and agri-farms and agribusinesses has a lot to do with it. But I think people are, culture as a general group, are really focused on reuniting with family and friends, slowing the pace of food down. And so going organic or using veganism is another way to do that.
I don't see how.
Really,
it seems to me it's more work.
Well, because I think people are taking the time to be in the kitchen and become more knowledgeable about the food that they're actually putting into their body so that they're actually eating healthier food and the way that they're eating is healthier.
What do you substitute, though, if you were to buy a mix? Chances are, I know that's a dirty word. Sorry. I saw the faces.
Like,
just
what?
Hey, hold it
Everything we do is road scrap.
Okay, but hypothetically, if someone other than you were to buy a mix, that was the first thing it would say. Get some, eggs. So what do you do to substitute for that?
One of the big things you're trying to do is make everything stick together. Eggs have a lot of good properties for making things bind and congeal. There's a product that's called Egg Replacer. It's basically a combination of potato starch and tapioca, just different starches that help to make things bindy.
Where do you get Egg Replacer? Can home bakers get it?
Retail grocery stores.
Is it refrigerated? Is it something you get in the refrigerator?
It's like a powder.
It's dry good.
It's like a
it's
powder.
Powder.
Yeah, go to the specialty baking aisle. It's really easy to find.
Speaking of eating, I think you should put your money where your mouth is.
You should put
a cupcake where my mouth is.
We've got
Let's do the
for
taste
sure.
test. How should I do this? Should I just taste blind? Because I don't know which box you took each cupcake. Now, I'm looking at...
But Mary knows.
But I do.
Okay.
I've got
two cupcakes. They're both chocolate cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. They're the same size, same shape.
Okay. Now, I'm having...
A little wedge.
A little wedge here. It's tasty, chocolatey, and smooth. And now, I'm going to cupcake B. Yum-a-lish.
Nice.
Equally
That's
yum.
Great.
Equally yum.
Equally yum.
Really?
I'm guessing
that
the cupcake on my right is the standard issue cupcake.
That's
and the
correct.
Cupcake on my left is vegan cupcake.
That's
Am I right?
You got it.
You got
ding,
it. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Here's what I noticed. I noticed that the frosting is a little different.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't figure out exactly why. It's not as shiny.
That's the butter factor.
Okay.
The vegan cupcake, the frosting in that case, is using a combination of vegan butter and vegan shortening. The vegan shortening is a combination of palm, olive, canola, oils, whereas the vegan butter is almost all vegetable in base. So we use a combination of the two of those combined with a vegan powdered sugar. It's not regular powdered sugar. It's vegan powdered sugar.
What's the difference?
It's crazy. When they make sugar and pulverize it into a powder, they use bone char, which is just, it's bones from cows. I think usually the thigh bones.
It's cleaned bones. They make like a cake patty out of it and then press the sugar through it, which is what gives it a pure white color.
You're kidding.
Right. No. And the oddest thing that
I... How'd you hear about this?
Research. I had to research and just find out.
How long did it take you to... come up with a recipe for the cupcakes
before
you were satisfied? What's a long time?
From May, June, July, August, and not till September were we satisfied. So vegan's tricky, trickier baking, but very feasible to do.
What has been the response to your new vegan offerings?
It's been good. It hasn't been as like wildfire as we would like.
Yeah, it's been a little hit or miss.
Yeah. I mean, getting the word out is always a difficult question for me as a business owner. Like, how do you get it out there? We don't actively advertise just because it's just not something we've normally done. We don't expect it to be a huge part of the bakery sales. It's more of a service to customers that we know are out there in this community in D.C. And I think that it'll grow with time. It's just going to take a while.
Warren Brown is the owner of Cake Love, a bakery in Washington, D.C. He's also the host of Sugar Rush on the Food Network. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
He was also joined by Mary Meyer. She is the baking manager at Cake Love. Thank you also for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
So what's the next big thing where you live? What's on your radar? We'd like to know. Send us an email at tellmemore@npr.org or give us a call. Our number is 202-842-3522. One more time, that's 202-842-3522.